Hey, y'all, and welcome back to the CWT podcast. I'm your host, T, and this is Chat with T. How are y'all doing? I hope you all are doing well and that you're taking care of yourself mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. So today I have my girl Deja with me, aka Miss Beja. She ain't new to this. She's been here before, and we had a lovely discussion about the beauty standards and the beauty trends that we see today. And we talked a lot about body image, self-love, being patient with our bodies. I remember one part in the episode when we were talking about what message we are sending, or what message can we send to young girls, because my body, how it was at 16 and how it was at 18, and now at the ripe age of 24, I am much more developed, you know what I mean? So having that, like, another puberty that you have in your 20s, it's awesome. And I think that some people, especially young girls, because you can start getting surgery as soon as you hit 18. So when you don't give your body that time to develop, Deja was, you know, talking about it, you know, you could have had that hourglass shape, or you could have had that booty, or whatever the case may be, like, but you didn't give your body time. Like, you could have had that naturally, but you did not give your body the time to develop. We had a really good conversation. I feel like there is so much that goes into the beauty standards. And when it comes to this type of topic, there's a lot to unpack. But I think that me and Deja definitely got the ball rolling. So that is definitely a blessing. So without further ado, here's our chat. Hello, Deja, and welcome back to Chat with T. I'm very excited to have you here. How are you doing?
I'm excited. I always love being on your show, so I'm excited to be here.
That means so much. I'm glad to have you back, because you ain't new to this, baby. You true to this, okay? Alrighty, I want to get right into it. So we're going to be talking about, like, self-love, plastic surgery, beauty standards, and all of this good stuff. Mm-hmm. So first and foremost, I want to talk about your journey with, like, self-love and things of that nature. So are there some things about yourself that you maybe didn't like before, but now you're starting to like it more? Or maybe there's some things you still don't like. Like, for me, I hated being tall. I hated growing up being so tall and being like 5'7", which isn't really tall, but it's still tall. I swear. I mean, I don't know. I guess I wasn't really that tall in our class, but I just still felt very tall.
But you know what it is? Like, you're not even tall, but people glorify, like, short women, like being 5'foot, okay, being 5'1". Like, that was like a phase. Like, you know, people fetishize, like, lighter skin. People at one point in time were like, yeah, I want a girl that's like 5'5", 5'2". So you're like 5'4". You're like, I'm not even that tall, but they.
Yeah. Yes. No, you got a point about that one. The whole fun size trend that happened.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. All of that stuff. So yes, where do you stand with your self-love journey? And share what you want to share, and, you know, as comfortable as you are.
So I actually just started my, like, real self-love journey. And I was realizing that, like, when I was younger, there were, like, things that I was insecure about that I just naturally grew out of, that it was just, mm-hmm, like, my nose, my lips, things like that. Like, when I was younger, I used to always, like hide my lips, or, like, I don't know, just stuff like that. But now I don't even think twice about it. But, like, now I'm on, like, a conscious self-love journey, because I did notice that sometimes, like, when I'm out, I hate when people take pictures of me, like, you know, like, mm-hmm, when you're in a club or something and people are taking pictures, like, no, don't do that. Because I'm always, like, questioning, like, myself, do I look good? Do I, you know, like, things like, mm-hmm, that. I just want to always be comfortable, like, yeah, fuck it. I came out like this. I'm confident in myself. You know, like, I don't want to have to question myself or feel, like, insecure in certain settings and things like that. So I'm working on, you know, loving myself at all times. So
yes. Oh, that's so valid. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you.
That's very good. Do you feel pressure to keep up with what society deems as, like, beautiful?
Not anymore. I guess, like, when I was younger, yeah. Like mm-hmm, you were just saying before, with those, like, phases, and you just hear people, mm-hmm, like, glorifying a certain type of female or certain, mm-hmm, features. So then you're just like, damn, like, why can't I be like that? Why Am I like this, you know? But now, not so much. I'm at the phase where I just want to find like my look or my aesthetic that I'm comfortable yes. with, that I like. Mm-hmm. Not so much like what other people like, because it's going to be somebody that like me. And I'm going to already absolutely. Like you, so don't even matter.
Talk about it. Yes. I love that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And also, I think peers play a big role too. So were there people maybe around you that made you feel like you had to maybe dislike certain things about yourself, or maybe they uplifted you in a way too?
I think my friend group is pretty good. I like, we just gas each other, tell each other that we look good all the time. But mm-hmm. I don't know, like you might just hear like in school, like somebody just saying something, you'd be like, damn, like,
yeah,
that applies mm-hmm. to me. And you just kind of like question yourself. But it has never been like directly like someone just telling me like, this is about you. And then mm-hmm. I hated it. It's just mm-hmm. probably like just overhearing things and like seeing things, social media, stuff like that. Just compare.
I love that. Yes. You said your friend, y'all all gas each other up.
Too.
Yes, your circle is so important. Extremely. Yes.
No haters in the circle.
Oh, that part too. Amen. Oh, amen.
Amen.
Alrighty. Yes. So I want to talk about society versus us. So like women and kind of like Black women. So do you think that social media puts pressure on people to live up to today's beauty standards or what is deemed as beautiful?
Yes. I do, because I feel like there's a certain look now on social media. Mm-hmm. Like everyone has to wear the same thing. Everyone has to have the same makeup look, the contour, like the hairstyle, like the frontal, like everybody literally has to look the same. And if you don't look the same, then people don't think that you look good. So everybody's yes. just constantly keeping up with stuff that they probably don't even like because they just want to be attractive to other people. So
oh yes, Deja, shit is getting crazy out here. It's ridiculous.
No, seriously. I was gonna say the whole BBL thing, like social media, that
we're gonna talk about that because Deja it's getting crazy out here.
In real life, people really don't care that much about mm-hmm. body shape. I feel like people really do like natural bodies, but when yes. you're on social media, you have to have that like big butt, big boobs to really mm-hmm. pop, for you to be going viral and to make money off of Instagram.
Yes.
People think so. That's what they go after. But in real life, men like natural women. They like whatever, honestly. So it's like
cellulite, pudge, stretch marks. No, they really yeah. do.
So it's yes, like in real life, about it. That doesn't even matter.
mm-hmm. Wow. Some people just need to go outside and touch some grass.
No, seriously.
That's funny. Do you think that men have like beauty standards to live up to in a sense? I don't know. The only thing that I could really think of is making sure that their hairline not receding. But there's not surgery for that, but they can like fix it up kind of. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've seen a video where he got it, that shit was spray painted on. I was like, oh shit. Lace fronts for men too?
Yeah, like I seen a video on Instagram where the guy okay. was like gluing his scalp. And then putting like hair, like patting it into his head and then shaped it up. I'm like, yo, y'all is out here. And it
looks Whoa, no way.
Well, in a lace front, because there's no lace. It was literally hair glued to his bald scalp. Like, that shit is crazy.
Yo, shit is advancing out here. Right? That's crazy. Yes. But, you know, I guess niggas don't want a receding hairline.
Beards, too.
Oh, that's a thing too. Yes, 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 yes.
Beard connecting. Yeah. Even just
the patchiness, you don't.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a big thing. So don't even think about beards. Yeah, that's a big thing too.
And then like shoes. I guess like guys, they don't really get held to like a certain standard when it comes to clothes. I just feel like they put a lot of pressure on like shoes.
Yeah, their sneaker game, things like that. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. a really big thing for them too. Yeah. Absolutely. Do you think that society picks on our insecurities? Like, hey, big sloppy bitch, take this diet pill, buy that waist trainer. Or if you're tired of having dry ass skin, here, do this 10-step skincare routine, have pretty glowing skin. Do you think that, like, society picks on our insecurities? Like, they see that and they, like, market towards it. Like, yeah.
Yes, because your phone be listening to you. Your phone be listening to you.
I think so, too. I think so,
too. In your mind, you when you say it out loud, you just be like, damn, I got a pimple. You say it in your head and then you see that shit on your phone like, wait. What is going on right now? I definitely feel that way. Like, they monetize everything.
Because that's a billion-dollar industry. I'm convinced that they do, too.
Yeah.
Who do you think is behind how the beauty standards are today? Like, is it safe to say that men kind of make these the standard, or is it kind of like a collective thing? Like, everyone kind of, like, plays a role?
That is a good one, because I want to say men, but a part of me just can't put it all on them. I do want to say it's probably, like, a collective effort. There are a lot of women who are so insecure that they pick on other people's insecurities and make them want to, you know, keep doing more shit because they're afraid of what this other woman is saying about them. And then also you just want to be appealing to guys. You want to be attractive. You want attention. So it's like, I don't know, it goes both ways, I guess. You just want to avoid being talked about by women, and then you want to be attractive to men. So,
ooh, talk about you want to be attractive to men. So you have to tear somebody else down. Oh, my God, exactly. Deja.
Exactly. That's why it's self-love.
And self-love. Yes, you have got to. I mean, you really have got to.
Exactly.
Do you think that our family plays a role in how we view ourselves?
Oof. Yes.
Okay, talk about it.
I do. Especially, like, we Black.
Mm-hmm.
Black women in the families, they don't hold their tongue. Like,
at all.
Grandma will tell you if you gain 20 pounds, like last time she seen you. Will tell you. You'll tell you how your hair is looking, how your weight is looking, what you're doing. You're like, damn, Grandma, like, okay, let's go back to the gym.
Like, yes, you didn't have to come so hard, Granny.
No. But yeah, I do feel like that because they want the best for you. The delivery might not always be there, but I do feel like they're going to tell you because they're like, okay, you my family, I'm going to tell you. Sometimes they explain it because they ain't shit, but I feel like, personally, from experience, it's because they are observing it and they really want to tell you. Like, they're just being blunt, you know? So I just feel like, and then it's your family, so you take that to heart. The people closest to you, like
your
friends, you know? But yeah, your family, you take that shit to heart. So definitely, I feel like that's what really, like, be like, damn, like, let me go through this.
Nah, they be coming for us. I don't really appreciate it either. Like, damn, maybe I like how I look. Maybe I like my body.
I wanted a little booty. That's I've been eating my Popeyes.
Exactly. We be eating our rice and cabbage, ma'am. Shit. Oh my God. That's so funny. Alrighty. So plastic surgery BBL edition. So why do you think that plastic surgery is glamorized? And what are your views on plastic surgery?
I'm not against plastic surgery. I'm not. But I feel like the main reason why it's so popular now is because it's money. Literally, like, you can make so much money just posting your ass on Instagram because it's going to get you so much attention. And then from there, you don't have to work no more. You just got to take pictures, show your ass, go into the club in a nice, cute little skirt, you know, and that's literally the lifestyle. That's why a lot of women do get BBL so that they can pursue that as a career. You know, it's not because they're like, damn, I want this body because I don't like my body. It's no, I like my body, but I'm going to get a better one so that more people can be attracted to me and I can look like this person that has a million followers that's making this amount of money. So it's like a career for a lot of people now. And then also, you know, if you are like someone with a smaller frame, just seeing all these people with the big buzz, now you're like, okay, I'm not doing it for money, but I've seen all these people get attention and I want attention, so I'm going to do it. So it's like a ripple effect.
I like that you mentioned the money too. That's very, very interesting.
So BBL is a lifestyle now. Like, they even see BBL fashion because they make clothes specifically for people who have that exaggerated curvy shape so that when natural bodies get these clothes, they're like, this shit is not fitting my body. Like, everything is changing to shape that type of lifestyle, that type of body shape, because that's becoming the new normal. And it's like, what about us?
Yes, exactly. 110%. I'm not against, you know, plastic surgery either. I think that we all deserve to feel beautiful on our skin.
Yeah.
It's just a thing of like, at what lengths are we going to attain that? Or
and what are you doing?
What is it costing us now? And then even in the long run, because a lot of the stuff, you have to keep up with it and you have to get it done yearly, or not maybe yearly, but you have to maintain it basically. So it's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah. It's like, if you're doing it for yourself, I'm 100% for it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, just don't do it because you're trying to impress, like, other people. Because a lot of people regret that, too. They get these BBLs and then they regret it because they rushed the process. They didn't do any research. They just their favorite influencer, post their doctor up, and just went. And then their body's fucked up. Now they keep going back, getting second round, third round. It's just a mess. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know when they get off the table. So.
Girl, shit is crazy. How do you feel about people saying you can attain a BBL body in a gym? Because I just feel like gyms should be used for, obviously, like, health purposes and not just aesthetics. So, I mean, I feel like it's the same thing if you're just not laying on someone's table.
I feel like that's another way to get people to take your gym membership or your that's marketing. Like, you know, feelings to people who want that body shape. But then, I don't know, I feel like there are people who genuinely do want, like, the hourglass figure. Like, they do want to be curvier, you know, because people do still, like, associate curviness with being womanly and shapely. Yeah. So if you don't have that figure, you could feel insecure. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I guess, like, not taking such a exaggerated approach, like going under the knife at first, really shows that, like, you know what, I am going to just do this for myself. I don't need to go to such extreme measures. I'll at least try first. You know what I mean?
Okay. Do you think that people just don't want to put the work in anymore, too? And just everybody wants some, like, overnight shit to happen?
Exactly, yes. Exactly. That's exactly how I feel. That's why people, they get it out, and then they gain all the way back, and then they keep going to the doctor. It's like, that was so pointless. You could have gave me that $10,000.
Exactly. Honestly, Deja. Honestly. Okay, there was this picture on Twitter, like, months ago that was floating around. And it was a whole bunch of people in wheelchairs. I don't know if they were coming from DR or Miami, because they was, okay, yeah. Yeah, they had came back, I guess, from getting, like, BBLs or whatever. I want to know what your thoughts are on how we can set the tone for, like, young girls when it comes to patients and just learning to love our bodies. Because I'm just trying to think back to how my body was when I was 16 and 18 and just seeing now at 24, like, it's much more developed. So I just want to know what your thoughts are for young girls who need to be more patient with, like, learning to love themselves and just waiting to see, like, giving your body a chance to, like, grow, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I 100% agree that you should wait to let your body develop. Even, you know who I don't even know what she does, but she's, like, popular on social media, Sukiyana. I don't know if she's a rapper, but I know she's on, like, Love & Hip
Hop. I've heard of her.
She recently tweeted that. She was like, damn, I wish I did not get this butt because I'm getting my womanly weight and my butt is huge.
Oh,
like,
wow.
She doesn't even like it anymore. So it's like, yeah, you have to wait. You don't know what your body's going to do. You're just like, damn, like, let me just keep up with everybody else and just hurry up. And then now you have this colossal ass that's not fitting. You might have liked your shape before, but now the way you gain weight with the BBL changes everything. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now you could have had that hourglass shape naturally.
Yes,
you altered it, gained weight, now you look like an ant, and it's not giving. You thought it was gonna
talk about the ant, the tooth. I can't even. And every time I see Kim Kardashian, I just shake my head. That shit looks ridiculous.
It's because she got the BBL and she lost weight too. I feel like she got slimmer, but her butt is still huge. So it's like a huge ass, and then she lost weight, and like her arms, her legs look like toothpicks. It's just giving. I don't know.
I can't. And I also love that you mentioned, like, finding your aesthetic, finding your shape, and kind of like finding clothes that fit how you are. And I think that's one thing too, that people are kind of like buying clothing to look like the next person, and then it don't even come out that way, and now your mind's distorted and you're mad at the, you don't look like the Fashion Nova model. But listen, you're not supposed to. Like, bodies are supposed to be unique, and it doesn't make you any less beautiful. Okay, so what are some ways that we can kind of say fuck you to society's beauty standards? Because we know that some things, or we know that people are going to great lengths to attain certain things, and it can be deadly, or you can end up being botched from it. I know you've probably seen some botched ass bodies.
Yes, I have.
And we know that these surgeries, some of them can last you, of course, but not everyone has the money to get a good surgery. And I really highly doubt that these like doctors are even giving everyone like a good quality surgery, especially if you have tons of people getting the same shit in the same day.
Yeah. And a lot of people
questionable
die from the surgery. I know there's a certain doctor that's like super popular that celebrities even like promote, but they have a really high like death rate. Yeah, and a lot of
that's scary.
there to get free service and promote it for them, and then all these people mm-hmm. are there, and then they're dying on the table. I'm like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you gotta be careful.
Yeah, no, that's scary. All you wanted was a fat ass, and now you did. You can't even enjoy the fat ass that you went to go get.
Yeah, if you just are trying to like love yourself and not really hold yourself to society's beauty standards or social media, you have to start. One, I feel like this is something that I started doing, is taking more pictures of myself, or like looking at myself like, in my like phone camera, looking at myself in the mirror. I did notice that I like don't really look at myself in the mirror a lot, like unless I'm like getting dressed and about to go out. But like other than that, I can go days at a time like just not looking at myself, going to shower, just brush my teeth and leave. Like, you know, you just have to keep looking at yourself so you're not surprised, you're not like familiar with yourself, loving your features, things like that, you know. So I just feel like loving yourself, getting comfortable with what you see. That's something that I would say.
Yes, I love that. Looking at yourself in the mirror some more. Yes, I'm going to have to start doing that some more. And you said taking more pictures too.
Yes.
Okay, so do you think that self-love is the only way to kind of like fight against unrealistic beauty standards? Or do you think that there needs to be more of a collective effort?
Yeah, I feel like there has to be a collective effort. Definitely loving yourself so that you can grow that tough skin. But then also, people need to stop being so critical of other people and judgmental of other people. Because like I said, we're saying all of this about BBLs, but we are not against surgery. You know what I mean? It's like, if I see a beautiful woman who has an amazing BBL, I'm going to say, damn, you look good, girl. I'm not going to shame her because she has surgery, you know? So it's like,
absolutely.
If there's one, it's none of your business. Why are you speaking on it? Two, it's like, if this person is not bothering you, why are you, you know, if it doesn't affect your life, you shouldn't even be speaking on it. So some people, they think they're like brutal, unasked for opinions on people's looks and people's lifestyles and things like that. I need to stop. Like, stay in your lane, mind your own business, and worry about yourself and what you like and not what I'm doing over here. So
it's free to mind your business, y'all.
Hello? Like,
it don't cost you nothing.
Yes.
Oh my god. Okay. And do you think that people are completely out of touch with how real or like natural bodies look, especially in a world of social media?
Yes and no. I feel like in a certain industry, definitely. Like me living where I am right now, seeing natural bodies is a lot more popular than if I lived in a place like LA or Miami. I feel like demographic, lifestyle, if you're a celebrity, you may feel pressure to definitely have to get your body done because you feel like you have to be perfect at all times, paparazzi pictures, you have to post all the time. But me and my lifestyle, I'm like regular. So it's like, I don't see a lot of BBL bodies. So I don't feel pressured in real life. You know what I mean? But I do see how like someone in a certain type of industry or live in a certain type of lifestyle would feel that pressure. Absolutely. Even if they're not like a singer or anything, if you live in those areas and you constantly see people like in Miami, bikinis, big ass, you're gonna be like, damn.
I need to keep up. Yeah. I need to get my shit done. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh my. That was good, Deja. Thank you for that. And finally, any advice to people who may need help learning to love themselves? I know you said looking in the mirror, taking more pictures. I don't know, maybe saying affirmations. What else you got for us, Deja?
Yes, I'm going to say affirmations, journaling, because a lot of the insecurities, we could blame social media, but it comes from shit that like we suppress. So, you know, expressing your emotions, things that have happened to you when you were younger that made you insecure about the things that you're insecure about now, like, you know, releasing all that shit, you know, and getting it off your chest, because you could feel like, I'm just insecure because of social media, but the whole time you're insecure because the bully in kindergarten said that about you, and you that deep until you really sit down and be like, damn, like he did say that, and I ever since then I've been fucked up, you know what I mean? So you really have to sit down with yourself, understand like where the root of the problem is.
There we go. Yeah.
It, you know, and then start to love it and then be like, fuck it.
Yes. Always preaching, baby. Always preaching.
I'm sad.
Yes, honey. Well, thank you so much for joining me tonight, Deja. It's always a blast having you on here. I always learn a lot whenever you're on here. Thank you.
Love being here, girl. You be having the good topics.
I'll be trying. Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do.
Yes.
Did you want to plug yourself?
Yes, you can follow me on Instagram, Deja, D-E-J-A, period, M-E. I also have an astrology page, so it's Zodiac, period, Oasis. Same thing on YouTube. You want, like, some readings, you want some advice, follow me on YouTube.
Y'all hear her. Y'all know where to go. Y'all know where to go.
I'm done.
Yes, thank you for being here, Deja. Enjoy the rest of your night, okay?
Thank you, you too.